You know, the funny thing is the site where Sheboygan was when that link was active is where the 7-4 is now, and that antenna, I believe, is still on the tower. The Yagi is on the tower still, but it's falling apart, though. I think we're probably going to pull it. If it's not on the tower anymore, then that's probably a good thing. Like, half of the whole feed line for that antenna was falling right off the antenna, but there are still a bunch of VHF antennas on that tower that or Yagis that could be used for something like that, although we don't do RF linking like that. We do it over microwave or internet, and that seems to be very, very reliable for us.
Oh, true. Yeah, let's hope that they don't get the ice like they're talking about up over that way again. Oh, boy. Yeah, no. But, I mean, you know, it's nice having our Northern Michigan link system. I mean, like I say, is I like it. You know, now that you've got the receiver to backhaul your mom and dad's house over to that, it makes it so much nicer. So, you know, you've improved it just that little bit. And that's awesome. That's awesome, buddy. I mean, you know, like I say, I'm not a technical wizard. I mean, I'd have Joe program my DMR. What's that tell you?
Well, DMR is never really an easy thing to program in the first place. It's a commercial mode. It was designed for ease of use, not exactly ease of programming. And I definitely think it nails the ease of use aspect. You know, because if you want to change talkers, you just change your channel dial, and then you key up, and boom, you're there. You don't have to fiddle fart around with changing the room and then making sure it's connected or remembering to disconnect it when you're done. It does that all for you. If you don't key up after 10 minutes, it automatically disconnects that talk group you're on, so it doesn't tie up the repeater anymore. It's pretty ease of use, pretty good. Ease of programming.
Yep, there you go. Hey, I got a question. Is the 707 still active on APRS for you?
It is, but the finals finally gave up the ghost. It's still transmitting, but I think it's only at like half a watt. I got to go up there, and we got to give it a proper funeral and replace it with a new radio.
Hey, it lasted, yeah. I mean, geez, old pizza, I remember giving that to you. You said, hey, I got an APRS rig.
Yeah, it was, it lived a pretty long, prosperous life doing that. It was actually at probably our busiest APRS site, which was Petoskey, and it lived at Stutzmanville for a while. And, man, I'm surprised that thing didn't die any sooner than that. I think it finally quit a few months back.
Well, the one thing is, that thing didn't go high power a lot. I kept it at low power as much as I could, just to keep the finals from dying. So, basically, there's your story. I kept it alive for you.
I think it was running at, I think I had it at medium power whenever I was using it for APRS, so I think it was just, you know what, the fan was starting to get tired, so I'm wondering if the fan finally quit and then it overheated or something like that.
It could be. I've had that thing since new, so, yeah, no, that one was my truck, and I hardly use high power. You know, unless I was far off, but no, that 707 sat in my S10 for years, and, you know, yeah, but hey, it's right for its funeral.